fun-packed election special for you. Plenty coming up in the next 5 or 6 hours. That's a bit more like it. A bit of background noise from the mic. Yeah, what have we got coming up? We're going to have bands throughout the course of the evening. The Spivs, Rocket Machine, Cartel and the Dissociates will be playing throughout the course of the night. It's jam-packed in the studio at the moment. I'm sure you'll get an impression of that once you hear everyone start get going. Later on, we're going to have DJs, the Honey Badger, I think, is the name Rick's going to be taking, and Johnny's going to be in later on as well to play some more election-themed music. We're also going to have polls, hopefully exit polls, because obviously the results don't come in tonight, making this a little bit of an odd election special. We're also going to get a poll from Faux Restaurant in Clerkenwell. We'll be getting some interviews with some of the diners there, finding out which way they voted. Ed's going to be doing some roving reporting here in the studio and further afield. When Dave gets back, we're going to be putting questions to him. As you may have heard, Dave was going to run for mayor, but he just didn't get around to it. But he's got a lot of opinions to put forward, so we'll be hearing more of that later on. And we're also going to have a campaign rundown from Paul and Ellen, a bit of punditry for you. But I think while we get all that up and running, we're going to kick off with the Dissociates. So over to them.
Make about to be. About to be.
To the city. Changes the teams. train into my city. Streets look the same, but it's all so pretty. The gates the same. Bathe in the pain.
Maggie's flat. Got sweet tea.
this world. One day you'll know that you'll be too old. Where do we go in this world? One day you'll know. Where do we go? Alright, we've got a last track. This is called Mountain. It's about achieving your goals. And wonder while the river runs clean. Gotta sit down and wonder what happened to me. Yeah. I made all the plans right, straight up, told up for daylight. Rucksack on your back, surrounded by the lonely, the ugly and the slack. Boy, they put you down real quick. Come, you had the balls to stick with this, stick with this.
The dissociates, even, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to let them have a little breather for 5 or so minutes while you get more acquainted with the ins and outs of the London mayoral election. I'm going to hand you over now to our ill pundits, Ellen and Paul, who are going to give you or tell you what the score is.
Okay, hello, we're Ellen and Paul. We are tonight's Stoke Newington's answer to Richard and Judy. And we're going to give you a brief rundown of the candidates that are standing for London Mayor today. Starting with Ken Livingston. And if you don't know who he is, yeah, cheer for your favourites. If you don't know who he is, you must have been living under a rock, or at least in the London borough of Bexley. He's been London Mayor since he was first elected in the first mayoral election in 2000, which was the first election I was eligible to vote in. Okay, next up, Paul.
Good evening. These are presented in the most random order we could come up with at the time. They were picked out of a hat earlier on this evening. So next we've got Winston McKenzie standing as an independent candidate, having not secured the nomination of the Conservatives. The ex-boxer has had a varied political career over the past 5 years, having been a member of the Labour Party, the UK Independence Party and Veritas, along with Robert Kilroy Silk.
Next up, we've got Alan Cray, standing for Christian Choice. Now, Alan is a councillor in my home borough of the London Borough of Newham and is the leader of the Christian People's Alliance Party.
The Conservative candidate, Boris Johnson's journalistic career has spanned over 20 years and included The Telegraph and The Spectator. Precisely. That's before he started getting into the press for his high-profile gaffes. And he's the MP for Henley.
They have a lovely regatta here, right there, I hear. OK, so next up we've got Gerald Batten of UKIP, UK Independence Party. He's a member of the European Parliament and a founder of UKIP.
The Green candidate, Sean Berry, has been called environmental Viagra by some and narrowly missed gaining a seat on her local home borough of Camden's council on various occasions. She's also the founder of the Alliance Against Urban 4x4s.
Okay, next up we have Lindsay German, who stood as a respect candidate last time around and is now a candidate for the left list. And Lindsay is best known as the convener of the Stop the War Coalition.
The Lib Dem candidate, Liberal Democrats Brian Paddick, who pioneered the softly, softly approach to cannabis in Brixton.
And next up we have Richard Barnbrook standing for the British National Party, the BNP. Richard Barnbrook is best known as a homoerotic filmmaker and is head of Barkey and Dagenham and BNP. And finally, representing the English Democrats, we have Matt O'Connor. Now, the English Democrats proclaim themselves as not left, not right, just wrong. Sorry, English. And are seeking a devolved English Parliament. Their candidate, Matt O'Connor, is founder of the group Fathers for Justice, best known for dressing in superheroes and throwing flour at Tony Blair. OK, and that's your candidates for tonight. Don't forget, the polling stations will be open until 10 o'clock, so if you haven't voted, get out and vote for mayor. You can vote a first choice and a second choice. And for the Assembly and your local candidate, you have one vote. So don't waste your vote, get out and vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ellen and Paul. Now you know where you stand. She's right, you've got another hour and a half to get out there and register your Democratic opinion. That's not what we're going to do, though. We're going to play some more music. Associates just getting back on stage. So... for the second half of their set, stay tuned. In a minute or so. There's no hurry.
Alright, welcome back. It's prog rock time. We've Cartel in the house, gonna come in after us, I think. Yeah. Show us the compass points that are London, North, South, East, West. How we do it, get everybody together and just tell it how we tend to tell it. Got Spivs coming up as well. And we've also got Rocket Machine, so as he says, stay tuned. Right, Mr. Grice, something like this. From Latimer Prep, 88, to the present. Thank you very much for having us. Song's called Horseman.
You know, if what they've been saying is true, it's over for me.
clenching your teeth. You're making good progress, but the frame of your mind is a mess. Doctor says you're doing okay, but all you want is yesterday. You can tell him it's waste
my time.
I can tell him it's a shot
your life.
You can tell him it's waste
my time.
I can tell him it's a shot
your life.
Your foot in, you always want more. Maybe this time I should unclench my teeth and put back the pieces the rest of them missed. You know, if what they've been saying is true, there's no fucking way I wanna see you. They've been saying you've been lying outside my front door, cursing my name, wanting for more. That's right. Doctor says you're making good progress, but the brim of your mind is a mess. Doctor says you're doing okay, but all you want is yesterday. I keep telling you I waste
my time.
You can tell him it's a shot
your life.
I keep telling you I waste
my time.
I keep telling you it's a shot your life. Maybe this time I should open the door. You jam your foot in, you always want more. Maybe this time I should unclench my fist. Rest of the mist. Thank you.
Zoo. Tom, if you're out there listening, it's for you. It's been a long time. It's about something you can't get back. But there you go.
You follow footsteps, then one the other. Try and take the focus on your anger. Sadness
comes instead. Then I need to focus on the good times that lost inside your head. Send out a text into the abyss. Towers of power, I guess it missed. Want a conversation with the realness. Realness just left here. Down. Turn your boy into a tree, turn him out on the town. I got the days and you got the check. You got the skateboard, I got the neck. You gotta take them on the realness. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Gotta find footsteps, footsteps away from peace. Follow those footsteps, footsteps away from peace. Footsteps away from me. Follow the footsteps, find it again. I sent a track to towers of power. Well, guess who's next? I'll follow till it's over. Down the track, mutates were immortal. Guess who's next? You got my head. You follow footsteps, he walked the other way. You follow footsteps, he walked the other way. You follow footsteps, I walked the other way. I walk the other way. You follow footsteps, he walked the other way.
Can't decide. We'll be right back.
Associates, ladies and gentlemen. If you like that, then you can find more of their musical brand at, where's your MySpace, Dan?
MySpace/TheDissociates.
We'll shove it in a email retrospective to the series.
Yeah, just to be clear, that's DISSOCIATES. And it's not them wee chiefs from Montreal neither, it's the real deal from West London and Kent.
There you go. So before you get off the stage, how many of you lot voted in the band?
I live here.
And which way did the votes go? Who are you backing?
Badly.
I'm backing
Kent. Yeah, left all the way for Mr. Kent. Come on.
So, cheers, guys. Staunch Labour support from the Dissociates. So while we get changed over, we're going to do a little straw poll in the studio and find out who voted and who they voted for. We're going to do a count and see the vote first off, and then we'll send Ed out amongst them. So first off, can you put your hands up if you didn't vote in the election today? How many have we got? Ten, we think, roughly. How many people voted for Ken?
Yeah.
Ed certainly hasn't got his hand up. How many do we think that is?
It was about 10 again, I think.
We'll go with 10. How many of you good Christian soldiers voted for Alan Craig? There's a hand up. We're going to hold you to this. Alan will be personally thanking you. Honestly, he really will. He talked to me on the phone the other day, so he really will be personally thanking you.
Or personally something.
Here's another one I spoke to on the phone. We decided not to interview him. He sounded a bit boring, to be quite honest. Jared Batten, who voted for him? UK Independence. No. There's not a hand gone up. Boris. Who's a Boris supporter? Orlando's in there. Staunch Tory. I know the rumour's going to go wild for our next candidate. Who's a Richard Barnbrook supporter, the BNP? Who got behind them?
Deathly silence.
They're the only candidacy we didn't contact because I couldn't finish writing the email with a straight face. Lindsay German from the Left List. Anyone vote for her? That's another zero. Winston McKenzie. No.
We're doing well.
Matt O'Connor. He's not running anyway.
He looks like Tony Le Mesmer.
And Brian Paddock. He's behind Paddock. Anyone else? There's a few of them. Ed can't put his hand up.
No, I'm not.
No, but they're throwing off our poll. And finally, Simon Berry.
Sean,
Ellen's correct to me. I hadn't thought about the two votes. How many have we got? Nine. So at the moment, it's looking like Ken's ahead in the studio. Although he's neck and neck with the abstinence, so that doesn't encourage encourage you too much. Sean Berry's a close second, and Brian a third. So your political convictions might come back to haunt you over the next couple of hours. We've noted who's voted what way. First off, now though, while we're still getting changed over, we're going to hear a bit more about the campaign from Ellen and Paul and their first segment on policy.
Okay, we're going to start off with a bit of a political hot potato. We're going to start off with crime. And where's Paul? I've lost Paul.
Hello, good evening. I'm over here again. Yeah, this is probably the only thing you can get them to agree on, really. I mean, all the candidates have similar goals when it comes to policing and crime. It's just their policies and, you know, their approach and their reasoning to them, how they differ.
Okay, so we're starting off with Alan Craig, Christian Choice. Alan believes that social breakdown in London is linked to family breakdown and supports primary prevention, otherwise known as zero tolerance policing, a la New York.
Now back to Ken Livingstone from Labour. I mean, he pledges to reduce crime, actually puts a figure on it, to 6% per year over the next 4 years. And, of course, he has been in office previously and claims to have increased police numbers by nearly 25% to record levels.
Winston McKenzie, independent, says he's bored by all the candidates' talk of putting more police on the streets. However, he stated that tackling knife and gun crime will be a priority, and police will be educated on cultural differences within our communities in order to improve communication.
Boris Johnson from the Conservatives claims the safety of Londoners will be his top priority in one of his many pamphlets, and this will be achieved by making police more accountable and crime information more accessible. However, he would also drive out the culture of form-filling, so it's unclear how that would actually work, and he's also opposed to the police's stop-and-search form.
Gerard Bakken from UKIP would like to see more prison spaces available. Just lock them up.
Sean Berry from the Green goes for a slightly different approach with community policing teams around the clock, the Safe Neighbourhoods teams, and would invest in more visible forms of police on the streets rather than CCTV or helicopters.
Lindsay German disagrees with putting more police on the streets, saying instead we should attempt to create a community which aims to prevent crime before it takes place, rather than dealing with it at the police or judicial end.
Brian Paddock, the ex-copper, has pledged to quit if he cannot cut crime and make the streets safer, and he's campaigning to fight the closure of smaller police stations across London.
Richard Barnbrook from the BNP pledges zero tolerance on crime and jobs, claims that immigration has caused the rise in gang crime and police should drop their political correctness and crack down on the gangs. He also says that the Islamic veil is a threat to security and should be banned from all public buildings and the public transport system.
Well, certainly controversial. And Matt O'Connor from the English Democrats, who we're not sure if he actually is running, but his name's on the ballot slip, so we'll continue anyway. He would propose a directly elected Metropolitan Police Commissioner.
OK, we're going to go very directly now to one of our studio guests and ask him who he agrees with on crime and what his views are. We've got Gaz here in the studio. Gaz, what have you got to say?
I actually like Lindsay German's sort of point of view on things about the community. I don't think there's any investment whatsoever in youth projects, so kids have got nothing else to do other than like roam the streets and be like scallies as we were. I don't know. I think if they give money to projects that get kids together, it's only going to help things, really, instead of just generating fear out of kids, which just seems to be all everyone's sort of main, don't know, sort of policy, really. Everyone seems to drive fear.
Okay, thanks very much, Gaz. We're going to hand you back to Adam. Okay.
And thanks very much, guys. And we're going to hand you now straight over to Ed. Put you into context, Ed's amongst the abstinence in the studio. He didn't get down to our local polling station today.
He didn't need to tell everyone.
But
that
puts him into a prime position for interviewing one of our other abstinent studio guests. So show of hands
Absolutely.
Again as to who
right.
didn't vote.
Yeah, no, hang on a minute. It's a gentleman here. What's your name, mate?
Pete.
Pete. You didn't vote, did you, Pete?
I didn't know.
Well done. Excellent. So let's just throw it out there. If you had voted, if you had have done... Have you considered this at all, who you might have voted for, or do you really not give a fuck?
I just don't care, I'm afraid.
But you don't care?
I have no...
Are you a Londoner?
I am, yeah.
You're a Londoner, but you don't care. You see, I don't have a fucking leg to stand on, actually, so there's really, you know, there's no... I don't see the point here, you see. I should have voted, and then I'd be able to get on the mic and...
You know, I had to go to work.
You had to go to work. That's fair enough, actually. I wasn't even at work, so...
What? I run a bar, yeah.
You run a bar? Well, that's not... So what, in the day?
Yeah, all day.
All day and all of the day, all of the night. Nice. Excellent. And What's your name, sir?
Julio.
Julio. Like Iglesias. Bit better looking, basically. Yeah, so you didn't vote, or did you?
I didn't vote because I didn't have time to vote.
Ah, the lack of time factor. Right, okay. That's understandable. That's my excuse too. But yeah, you are here. Well done for being here. Holding a bass guitar there, which you're looking like you probably want to get on and play rather than listening to me bollocking on. Right, and finally, hello, sir. What's your name?
Dave.
Hello, Dave. You got a marvellous beard, Dave.
Thank you very much.
That's all right. So, Dave, you also didn't vote, I believe. No, that is he's shaking his head solemnly. Have you thought about this at all? I mean, like, who might you have voted for?
If I was going to vote, I would have voted for Ken because he's from Cricklewood.
Right. Okay. Hey, Cricklewood crew. Yeah. So right. Okay. And that's it. That's the basis of. The basis of why you'd have voted, okay, is because he's from Cricklewood. That's a fair, good enough reason as any, really, in the end, isn't it? Right, so that was a bit lame for me there, sorry. But I'll probably do this again in a bit. There's more people coming in the studio. They're all in the furthest corner of the room from me at the moment. I'm going to try and drag them over this way for a bit later. But for now, actually, hang on. For now, what? Are we ready to...
How the band looking?
Band are ready. Excellent. Right, so toodaloo then.
Thank you very much, Ed. We're back with him later on to bring you more of the abstinent opinion.